Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark whale movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark orca movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark dolphin, because orcas are actually a member of the dolphin family.
Oh, my bad.
Movies, and this is the
Deck the Hallmark podcast.
You're close, I don't think.
Exactly. Oh, well,
it's a whale of a tale.
What's happening? Hello, everybody. So, what up? What up? What up? What up?
To be fair, it's not exactly clear because orcas are mammals and they're a member of the dolphin family, but they're known as the killer whale. So, right. They're just trying to confuse us.
No, they're out there pulling all sorts of shenanigans.
Yeah, this is on the Animal Naming Committee.
Yes.
And we've been trying to get a hold of them for forever, the ANC.
Hello.
Who is this?
It's Jake.
Jake?
I can see where the confusion comes in now because no one knows their names over there.
It's Jake. And you were the Animal Naming Committee, and you take full responsibility for how the orcas were named and how they're known.
Yes.
And that's okay because...
I'm not here to talk about that today.
Have you had a few beverages?
I'm here to talk about why do we call people humans?
Humans. No one calls them humans.
I have been pushing for years to call humans little ones. No one's for this.
Yeah, it's a bad idea, Jack.
Well, what does humans tell you? Compared to everything else, we're barely worth anything.
It's the first episode of the week. It's 10 seconds after the greeting, and we are into Jake from ANC. I feel really good about this week. Great about where we're going.
You know, I think I could see his point.
Yeah. Well, because in the grand scheme
and
of...
And now that I'm really thinking
we
about it.
In the grand, little ones.
Well, in the grand scheme of the animal... This is, again, I think he's saying...
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of the animal kingdom, we're not that big.
So what should we call little ones then? Little
like
humans.
What do you do about microorganisms?
No.
I think that's his point.
It's airtight.
If humans are little ones, then baby humans should be called
littler ones?
Babies.
Just babies. Until they're fully grown.
See, everything makes sense when you put it into words.
For all you new listeners out there turning off, go ahead.
This was, in fact,
just
peak
turn it off for
the week.
It's fine.
It's downhill.
If you're
from
on the
here.
Fence going, I don't know, should we, I've heard it's funny. Should I give it a little bit longer? Maybe turn it off.
This was it.
Guys, we're talking about A Splash of Love, which is a tweener episode.
That's how Panda makes every drink.
Yeah.
Yep.
With a splash of
That's
love.
That's true. It really is true.
In between Christmas and July and Falling Into Love.
Oh, my God.
Which is 12 weeks of fall movies.
They heard Panda was
leaving. Just in time.
Doggone it. They were just like, Panda's leaving.
Let's
unleash the fall.
Let's put on a show. But you know what? They did do you a solid with giving you August.
They did give me
August. So that's nice. That's real nice. And we'll find out in tomorrow's episode just how folly these movies are. Not like folly, but fall seasonally speaking. Episode.
You got it.
You bet. Yeah.
Be good.
Preview episode.
I'm just saying cider should abound.
Cider Should Abound is exactly right. Saw them live.
the band Ciders Should Abound.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I've seen them several.
What was weird was it was there were no ciders there.
No, they played two shows in one night simultaneously.
Yep.
At Cupid Shuffles and Lamar's.
Yeah, and they just split the bands.
One
side got bass and drums. Other side got
guitar.
And then
they get intermission.
They switched.
And then
if you recorded the tracks from both sides.
Which they do.
They put
it together. So they switch it.
Yeah.
And then when the other band gets over there, they play from the beginning what just happened in Act 1, and they play to that.
And what was the name of the band?
Ciders Should Abound. And Ciders do abound.
They do.
That's exactly
except
right.
there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, are you ready to talk about A Splash of Love?
Yes.
Enough of this.
Please. Let's get to it.
A Splash of Love originally aired on July 30th.
Is it Splash of Love or Splashing into Love?
It's A Splash of Love.
A Splash of Love?
You learn something new every day.
Yes, yeah. You do.
That's exactly right. Splash of Love originally aired on July 30th, 2020. I guess the stream stopped. Work on that in just a minute. July 30th, 2020, and you let them know, 2022, and it went a little something like this. Chloe loves science and is really interested in whales. More orcas, and to Dan's point, more dolphin. But that's neither here nor there. She's a PhD student and is going to study some whales. She thinks her boyfriend is about to ask her to move in with him, but instead, he just wants to share an office. And she's like, you know what? I gotta go across the country to look at some whales. Not deal with this nonsense. So she goes, rents a car, a smart car that is, which gets stuck in mud. A fella comes up in a truck, offers to give her a ride. His name is Ben, and he offers her a ride, and it turns out that he's a boy himself. A whale boy himself. I missed that word there.
He is a boy himself.
He's a whale boy himself. Really likes those suckers. She checks into the B&B and immediately sees a whale. Gets so excited. She runs down to her little motorboat and gets splashed with water. And she's like, I can't do this now. So she starts talking to Ben, who offers to show her around and try to help her find some whales. They go out on the water, and he knows all about the whales, and she's blown away by him and the whales. Have I mentioned whales? So, thank you.
That's the horn the boat sounds
when they see a whale
sound.
So she's trying to figure out what's going on with the Echo Pod, which we all know what it is.
Yeah, the Echo Pod.
We're big Echo.
If you look under the whale's ear, most people can't see a whale's ear.
Right.
Under that ear flap. There's a little, it's POD. They feel
we
so
are,
alive.
We are. That's the right. Youth of the nation. And she's hanging out with Ben a ton, looking for that Echo Pod out on the water, looking at whales and whatnot. They see some whales at one point, and he hugs her. They get real close to kissing. They end up finding where the Echo Pod is. Thank God. I think we can all agree on that. And I guess that's a big deal. He does find out that she has a boyfriend, but that doesn't stop him from sitting with her at a campfire looking up at the Aurora Borealis. One day, a girl walks up looking for Ben, and she's an old friend. She finds out that one of the whales is pregnant, which is a really big deal. Not the friend, the main
whale.
Girl. Right, you get it. So her boyfriend ends up coming to surprise her, rents a super yacht, which is a bigger than a standard yacht, I suppose.
Yeah, no, it's a big one. Big yacht.
And tells Ben this information when he sees him, and then Ben gets all sad and mopey. Then he goes to find Chloe, the boyfriend does. She breaks up with him. Then she tries to find Ben, but she can't find him. So apparently he's like missing out on the water, and there's a crew of people that go out and find him, and they find him, so that's good. Gets on the old boat. They basically is like, hey, guess what? I think it's now is the time that we should tell each other how we feel. Also, I'm going to be staying here because I'm going to be staying here to further my education. And also, I would like to kiss you now. They do kiss, and whales fly. And that, my friends, was a splash of love.
We did it.
That's exactly right, everybody. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with more whale talk here on
Deck the Hallmark. Deck the whale mark.
I know what you're thinking to yourself right now. You're like, God, I got this party coming up. I don't know what to bring. What am I going to do? How do I make people like me? What if they don't like me? And you don't got to worry about that anymore, because I'm here to introduce you to something that's going to make you the life of the party, and everyone's going to love you so much because you brought something from Milk Bar. Milk Bar is the perfect gift for anybody and everybody, from birthdays to graduation to hangouts to just because. Milk Bar is for you. They've got some best sellers, including their signature birthday cake, their salty sweet compost cookie, their Milk Bar pie with toasted oat crust, and a gooey butter filling. I'm so hungry right now. Milk Bar is also offering for a special limited time the new strawberry shortcake and cake truffles. Each Milk Bar creation is made fresh, then packaged for you in some beautiful, beautiful packaging. And you can get it often overnight with their nationwide delivery. I love Milk Bar, and I think that you are going to love it too. You're going to have a wonderful experience just like I did. Even just getting the box is a blast. Right now, Milk Bar is offering a special limited time offer. You can get $10 off any order of $50 or more when you go to milkbarstore.com/deck. You'll get $10 off, 10 buckaroonies off an order of $50 by going to milkbarstore.com/deck. That is milkbarstore.com/deck. Be the life of the party with Milk Bar. We are back. Hello? 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 Right?
I think that was just a whale pop.
Yeah, what was he saying?
I think he's singing We Are We Are.
Oh, okay.
He's a nation.
Oh, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
So he has trouble enunciating. He's doing the best
he can.
Let's break this movie down before we get any more of that. And let's let's start with you, Panda. We're going to start with a hot take. Word is you've been...
It's Tuesday. Your voice seems like it's already going, Brian, and that's a little disconcerting.
I got some hot tea, okay, which I'm going to sip on.
Boy, I got some hot tea for you.
Yeah, oh, no, well, give us that hot tea with your hot take, pal.
Oh, you better believe it. Listen, I'm going to try to be... Like, this movie's not for me. Like, that's just the nicest way of saying this. Like, this movie did not do it for me.
I'm and I approve this message. Nobody hate me on my way out the door.
This movie was, for me, actively bad. There were several points throughout the movie where I just did not enjoy what I was watching on the screen. I enjoy whales. I like whales. They're magnificent. Nevertheless, this movie somehow made me not like whales as much by the end of it. And that's a shame because I don't think this is a good reflection on whales or what they're capable of doing out in the world. And so...
Shoot, you hear that, whales? Shoot for the stars.
Yeah. You guys, don't let anyone hold you back. Sure. Certainly not a splash of love. And so here's the thing. I think what boils down to is this movie doesn't ultimately have a plot that is amounts to anything substantial. And what you end up having is somebody who it's like Hallmark has heard about what PhD students do through like a friend of a friend, and then tried to make a movie about what a PhD student does and then what other marine biologists do. And so it was like Hallmark's attempt at making a movie about something they didn't really understand and go for that. There's all sorts of there's a movie that seems like they cram a lot of whale talk in where nothing actually happens. And so for me, I just didn't like the movie. It wasn't for me. It was not my vibe. The two leading characters were fine. I thought Chloe's character was just kind of a little annoying just simply because she seemed so clueless. And then at other points seemed like she really had a grasp on what was happening in life. And so, listen, this movie's not for me. Didn't like it. Really did not like this movie, but that's just me.
So nobody take it personally either.
Don't take it personally. But if you were to take it personally, this movie does suck.
Yeah, it's
real bad. So I want to start with something that I really got a kick out of in this movie.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Benjamin Hollinsworth is his actor name, but in the movie, his name is Ben. So that's funny. Give me another one.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
How do you say her name?
Rhiannon?
Rhiannon Fish is her actor name, but in the movie, she really likes whales, which is a fish. So
mammals, the dolphins, orca, not a fish.
In the fish family, they're underwater. So I got a kick out of that. There was some name fun for me.
She is in the fish family as well. Yes.
Yes, she is.
So,
anytime you're starting that with your hot take, that's how you know.
No. So this is what I'm going to say about this movie. I had pretty high hopes early on. I like Ben, and I like Rhiannon, Xenon, girl that's waiting for them. And I like them, and I I saw a lot of comments online that her character was like over the top, and but I liked it. I thought it was fun. So the part that lost me was I did feel like this movie was made for whale lovers.
Yes. Yes.
Like people that like really, really love whales. And that's, I like whales fine. There was a lot of whale talk.
Yes. There's a lot of whale talk.
It was like they were making this movie for students that are studying whales as like a special treat. And then Hallmark got one of it was like,
Friday.
This is fun too. So I don't know. It was a weird, a lot of whale talk.
Yeah, but was it like substantial whale talk?
No,
it was like,
I thought when you were kept saying like there wasn't a plot, I'm like, no, for me, like there was 300% too much talk about the whales and what they were doing in this movie. Like the
sure.
There wasn't anything with the guy and girl. The guy and girl stuff about, am I going to be out here? Is this scholarship a thing? Do I have my PhD yet? That was all like 20 minutes of this movie. The 63 minutes of whale talk was like,
we go out on the,
what
like,
are we doing?
So for
there's
like
a lot of whale talk.
For as much grief as we gave Hallmark for the movie where they're trying to find the ring, remember that in the water?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're like, they never go out in the water. It's like they heard that and they said, we'll show sure. you.
Yeah, that's right.
They go out in the water every second of every day and we get a lot of whale talk.
Until there are no boats for her.
Right. So,
happens.
I think, like, oddly enough, like, halfway through the movie, I was like, I'm kind of over the whales. So that's kind of where I was. Like for me, I really actually did enjoy the two characters. I thought the actors were great. I really like both of these people.
Yeah,
I've seen them in some other stuff. And we're getting more Benjamin later this month, which we'll find out more about tomorrow.
Okay.
And so it wasn't that didn't work for me. It was just the overabundance of whale talk, which for me isn't what I tune in for these movies for. There's like a lot of other channels that do whales
whale talk, yeah.
really well, yep, or yep, like yep. Shark Week, etc. This isn't what I wanted. I didn't want a lot of whale talk, and that's what I got. And so that's kind of where I'm at. The love story and the people doing the love story, I really enjoyed. But the whales, I kind of got bored of.
Yeah, weirdly enough, I think it's probably a top three or four kiss of the year. When Rhiannon Fish and Benjamin Hollingsworth kiss, sparks, like legit sparks. Their kiss is great. Their chemistry is great. It's a shame that it is buried under a sea of whale talk.
Mm.
Like just so much whale talk.
A lot of whale talk.
And they all are talking in such earnest capacity about these whales that they seem to know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one here is good at their job if their job is whales.
That's true.
I do not have a job that involves whales.
Very true.
But I can tell you from watching this movie that if your job is whales, then you're better at it than these folks. I got to go whale watching in March, and I feel as educated about whales as these people do. But they talk about it way more than I'd ever want to talk about it. This is not a good movie. It's a bad movie. It's definitely one of the 10 worst we've seen so far this year, purely because who wants to watch a movie where we talk poorly about whales for 60 minutes. Yeah. I just, not like, oh, that whale sucks, not like that, but like they talk in an uneducated capacity about whales for 60 minutes. I just, a movie where they're bashing whales would be fun, I think.
I do feel like you're not being fair, and it stems from the fact that you had a failed whale podcast at one point.
I did. Dude.
But you were literally just talking to a whale. Well,
that's not true. I kept... there was a guy I brought in who was a professional whale guy.
That's true.
And I kept thinking he was off the line and talking bad about him because he was boring.
That was terrible.
And he was still on the line.
Yeah.
Do you remember that, don't you, Brandon?
Yeah, we got that clip.
We do. And that's it for Jerry with the whales.
Guys,
Jerry, thank you so much, buddy.
God bless.
Thanks, Jerry. Is he gone, Trace?
Yep.
Gosh, Jerry, he's so boring.
Man. He was just going on and on about the friggin' pods.
I fell asleep twice, just catatonic.
It was so...
Oh, no. He's still on the line? Jerry, we're really sorry, buddy.
No, I get it.
Hey, no, you get it?
Hey, Trace, go ahead and cut that right now.
You could cut that, Trace.
That is embarrassing, but he deserves everything.
Sorry, guys.
He is just like a walking melatonin.
The most boring individual.
Hey, guys.
Oh, come on, Jerry.
Studies show melatonin can have long-lasting effects.
Trace, cut it, please.
Okay.
That's why our whale podcast only went one episode. Yep,
that's true. Jerry blacklisted us.
He did.
And then turns out he's literally the only whale expert.
Gosh,
in the
but
world.
He was boring, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was real boring. I mean, he was just
how are you?
Unbelievable.
I never hang up. It's time for all the feels. Panda, let's start with you, buddy.
First of all, the kiss was spectacular.
Great kiss.
Hey, listen, I know this moment shouldn't have gotten me, but when the baby whale pops
up. Stop it.
I love the baby whale. Pregnant whale? Are you kidding me? That's a great whale. Pregnant whale? That's adorable. And then
put that on the DVD cover. Pregnant whale? Are you kidding me?
That's a great whale.
That's a great whale.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, love that. That was two thumbs up.
I have never seen a B&B that's just like sprawling and detached, but I loved it. I love a good big old cabin by the ocean, surrounded by mountains. Canada's never looked better, and I loved it. I'd love to go there and stay there. It was
Johnson
just a delight.
Films. You say what Think you will, Johnson. But the forest that they film all their movies in is just fantastic.
I don't know what forest that
Journey
is, but
of
it's
my heart.
So good.
It's so good. It's the Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. It's this movie. It's the same forest, but Big has got Big's bringing it.
Yeah, Big Johnson, man.
How do you think they found that forest?
I don't know.
Is it just their forest?
But they sit out there. They were like, you know, Big sends some people out there, and they sit out there, and they're like, you can't film here.
No, this is my forest. Big Johnson will come at you.
Big Johnson, Southern.
Yeah.
In Canada.
In this case. Southern Canada.
I think somebody else has been the voice of... I think we've had Big Johnson on the air before. And
right.
He's
I
not,
was just doing a bit.
You were
there.
Doing a bit.
That was me. That was... sorry, Big.
That's right.
Dan, any feels for you, buddy?
No, gosh, no. The kiss. I mean, legitimately, they were kissing, and I was like, are they dating in real life? Like, that was like a legit... good kiss. So good for them. The rest of this movie can kick rocks.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back here on Deck the Whale Mart.
Oh, it was close.
We're back, everybody. We're talking about A Splash of Love, Hallmark's tweener movie in between Christmas and July and falling into love. And let's see if there's any wait what's to go around. Panda, any wait what's for you, buddy?
So, first of all, we need to talk about this scholarship.
Right.
And the application for the scholarship and why you can't stay in a place because you have to fill out an application for the scholarship. At one point has got to leave. She's like, I wish I could stay, but I got to fill out this application for a scholarship. And apparently they award this scholarship in a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
Once you submit right. it, which is...
It's a great, great program they have there. They turn it around so quick.
So fast.
The committee all sits there.
Yeah.
And as soon as the applications are done, they're like, go. And they do all the debating and they don't have any interviews and they just like, go.
And then once they talk to you, they're just like, hey, this is great. You got it. I think we can all agree
we can
she's
agree.
Got it.
You got
hey,
it. You got
money's
email.
Hitting your account now.
Email.
We're sending it.
Email. Yeah, right.
Shoot it over.
Right.
Stay where you're at. Do
go,
not go.
Go, go. You're routing. You have to put your routing number and bank account number on the application is what you have to do.
So, yeah. So that was the first thing. They make a really big deal. Mm-hmm. About the amount of tourists that are coming to this party. I mean, and so they sit there and they're like, the road shut down. We've got to get them. And it amounts to maybe 20 people.
You're being kind.
And that's
kind.
Generous.
You're being kind.
There might be 10.
Yeah.
And that is, this was the thing that they are just distraught about.
That's
they were
right.
like all this yeah. time. And then she's distraught a little bit later, Mary, because she's like, I already put away all the linens. For this. I was like, Mary, it's 10 sheets. We can do this in five minutes max, buddy.
You and I could knock out that.
We got it for you, Mary.
That's how you know.
Which leads me to my last wait what, which is Mary. She's been running this seafood company for a while, this bed and breakfast. And she is having...
bread and breakfast.
Words are hard some days, guys.
That actually is where you get bread and you listen to Beck in the morning.
Bread and breakfast.
He does it. It's a concert.
Gosh,
he does.
That sounds like hell.
It doesn't sound great.
I gained 40 pounds there because I was too depressed to get out of bed
That's
listening
right.
it's to only Beck, the, so I just kept eating bread.
It's only like a loser, maybe?
It's only the back album that came with Windows XP or whatever that was.
Boy.
Oh.
They were the original U2. U2 got in trouble back in the day for just putting everybody on iPhone.
Who cares about Windows?
That's true.
That's true.
Well, back in the day when
that's true.
Everybody had that in their house, and it's like, you're going to get yourself some Beck, whether you want it or not.
Man.
Classic
Beck. And I got it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Any more Waywards?
Yeah. Well, and so Mary decides, we're going to ship it. And she has been shipping in food from other cities. You're on the ocean.
The best part about this is, and this is one of mine, but I'll go ahead and say it. They have no problem getting the food in via boat. But people, that is like.
They've never thought
about it. There's this thing called Deception Pass. All of a sudden, I thought it was an Ocean's 11. They're like, see, then we got to go through Deception Pass. You got to make sure the tide's right or your boat's going to run ashore. Like, where will all the food get shipped in from? Did they not have to use the Pass of Deception?
But they've never thought of doing fresh seafood, so that's been the issue. They're just like, where are we going to get seafood by the ocean? I just don't know if we can do it.
Catch it, that's for sure.
Oh, doggone it. Anyway, yeah, that's what I got.
So when she goes to check into the Bread and Beck, she says her name, and the lady who's running the B&B goes down her list, which is handwritten, like just different columns. She gets to her name and she says, oh, the student from Miami. Do you ask where everybody's occupation and where they're coming from when they make a reservation? Oh, you're from I know you. At one point, she says she's taking a picture, and she says, I got a breaching. And I look at the picture. Ben says, I wish I could jump that high.
Whale didn't jump at all.
I wish I could jump that high. All right, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Weirdo. I wish I was a whale. They're out there. It's Aurora Borealis time, everybody. She looks up, and she says, how?
And he says,
Aurora Borealis.
It's one of my favorites.
Which, yes, but doesn't really explain it.
I'm going to wait. She's going to say how, and I'm going to be locked and loaded with the name of the thing.
Aurora Borealis.
Well, thank you.
It's like that's somebody makes a shot in basketball, and they're like, but how? Basketball.
That's great.
Buckets.
But how? Mega Millions. Two words, Mega Millions.
Last but not least, when Ben goes missing in the boat, she's very concerned, goes run, sees some friends, and they're like, it's Ben. He's always okay. Does he go missing all the time?
And call Mayday, Mayday?
Mayday, Mayday. It's Ben. He's
all right.
This happens every other week with Ben. He just goes out, Mayday, Mayday.
It's the Ben who calls Mayday. Am I right?
Classic. Dano?
Yo, if you know that you're driving through the mountains and the forest on what amounts to be gravel roads, why are you asking for a smart car at the rental office? You ask for a car that can go a max of 50 miles an hour, has no traction and no all-wheel drive in the forest of the Pacific Northwest. The rental agency immediately should be like, do you want insurance? That's $10,000.
Like, what's great, too, is I was like trying to stick up for her. Dan was like, why would you request it? And I was like, I'm sure maybe they just gave it to her. Like, it was last day. They don't have a lot over there. And she says, I requested it. And I'm like, dadgummit.
Yeah, you got nothing. She requested it. I want to be good to the environment. I'm going to get stuck in a ditch. I'm not sure what this woman
to be clear, does. We love the environment. Yeah. Dan, that sounds real like.
I'm not sure what she does for a living, but it is nothing to do with any sort of, like, animals.
Nope.
She is not once dressed for the job that she has. Not once. At one point, she has to go collect.
Dan, the fashion police.
Yeah, I'm a big fashionista. You know how it goes. That sweater on the ocean as if.
Bam, bam.
So at one point, she has to collect a water sample. Now, I actually have collected a water sample before.
Me too.
Okay, there are a few immutable facts. One is you don't have to put your feet in the water to collect the water sample. You can do that with your feet on dry land. Yep. Having said that, if you do get in the water in the Pacific Northwest, what you will find is it's cold. Now, she is blown away by this. She wants to study whales for her livelihood, but cannot fathom that her little toesies are cold in the water. Have you ever, in all your years, you're in a PhD program, in all your years studying whales, have you not thought, I'm going to have to eventually get in the water? Have you not thought that? Not once? I mean, and you didn't, the one time you didn't have to get in the water, you just had to dip the thing in and get the, you decide to get in the water and you're just blown away that this is a part of the program. Guys, we've seen a lot. We have a lot of fun here at Deck the Hallmark. And we don't ever joke about the Aurora Borealis.
Never.
No,
unless
never.
It's fake AF like this was. Because this is as bad an Aurora Borealis as we've ever seen.
Listen, a bad Aurora Borealis out.
You got it.
Keep going.
So a bad Aurora Borealis.
Brad Beckfist to see how Aurora Borealis.
The Aurora Borealis was as bad as Brand's John F. Kennedy impression saying Aurora Borealis just now.
There's Aurora Borealis. A bad Aurora Borealis is better than a good day without a Borealis.
That's not what your Borealis can do for you. Hey, what kind of DB gives his girlfriend keys? Danny Bruchard, we don't get into that. Gives his girlfriend keys in an envelope as a gift,
yep.
Only to show her a crappy office down the hall. I mean, I got to be honest, none of us are wealthy. We wouldn't share that office.
No.
And I literally share an office with Bran. We would not share the office space that they showed. It had no desks. It had two folding tables in the middle of it. It was awful. Like, the space was bad. And he gives this to her as a gift, thinking it's time for her to move in with him. Like, that is impressively bad. But this is coming from a guy who says that it was a bad week on the stock market.
Yeah.
People haven't been doing that for years, buddy.
The stonks are hot.
Try. And then my last one is Ben Hollingsworth's character is talking to Rhiannon Fish's character, and he says, I finally get what people mean when they say, when the right one comes along, you'll know. First of all, yeah, I guess people do say that, but that's a long way around the bush to just say, I get it. Like, I understand. You're the one for me. And he's like, I finally get what people mean when they say, when the right one comes along, you'll know. Come on, dude. Be better. That's all I got.
It's time for What the Hallmark is part of the show. We talk about what in this episode. I'm going to say, what? The Hallmark?
Is that
with
one
questions that we still have. Dea Panda?
I'm confused. There's two things. First of all, this is more of a philosophical question.
Ooh,
when does an Airbnb cross over into being a hotel? Like, in this case,
a bed
case,
and breakfast? Not an Airbnb. A bed and breakfast.
Right. Did I say Airbnb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can tell you specifically that doesn't happen.
Right, right.
Just be a hotel.
Right. Yeah. When does a B&B cross over to being a hotel? Because this seems like it is... I think of a B&B as like a home where, you know, this was a hotel.
They were detached. It was individual cabins.
Right, which is even...
I've always thought a bed and breakfast whole thing is that they do serve you breakfast in your room. Am I wrong on that?
I don't know how normal is.
I don't know about serving in your room. I just thought they served you food in general.
No, a bed and breakfast is like someone's bringing you food.
I don't think it is. I don't think that's a thing.
I think it used to be.
Sure.
Historically.
It might be how it got its name. Now it's like, I think it's just more like homey.
Like a homey cozy.
But this was not, cozy. This was not.
These were individual cabins that could be cozy.
I mean, which I'm not going to deny the cozy factor, but I just don't know if this is, it just does not fall in my mind.
It
what
was
B&B
almost
would
more
be.
Like a resort.
Yeah. No, that's a good way of putting it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
thanks guys.
Yeah.
Love you
that was great. That's, I just don't know.
A bed and breakfast is a small lodging establishment that offers overnight accommodation and breakfast. Bed and breakfasts are often private family homes and typically have between 4 and 11 rooms, with 6 being the average. In addition, a B&B usually has the hosts living in the house. Yeah.
So not this.
So
this is not a B&B.
All.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Yes.
That solves my first one. The only other one I have is he calls out Mayday, Mayday, and he's talking about his engine failure. He says, I have engine failure.
Yeah.
And they panic at this point. And I am confused because engine failure just means your boat's out, and I don't feel like that is requires a mayday, but they panic as if he's taking water, mm-hmm. like, and he's sinking. Was this just a misunderstanding? What was going on?
I don't
with
know
this?
Boat etiquette. I don't know if Me you either. Get stranded out in the water. That seems like
it seems like a problem.
Yes.
When does it become mayday?
I think if you know you're not like it could be danger, like lives are at stake, it becomes mayday.
Yeah. Okay. Was his life at stake though?
If he's well, stranded,
it's been. Well, here's the thing. It's Ben. So like he's always know. Fine.
He's always calling mayday. Seems
like he's always fine. Yeah. That's the thing about Ben though. Okay. So he should never call mayday. Mine, I could have just missed it, but did the smart car ever come back?
No.
No.
So that smart car that she rented is just out there?
Yes.
Just stranded?
Yeah.
Man, I hope it's okay, and I hope she gets, you know, hope it gets back to its home so that, you know, it's not permanently rented. That would be bad for her credit card. That'd be
real bad, yeah.
So it's just out there. I'd love to know what's going on there.
Yeah, man. Mine is the PhD program, which I do have questions about. Like, at what point in her journey is this? She's not written her dissertation. She's just now come up with this idea for her dissertation, which that is the one part of this movie that they do a good job with.
Yeah, the
idea
thesis,
is that these whales all have echopods, which you can track them,
right.
And does the pregnancy affect their travel routine,
which great
is a great thesis. But if you've not even written that yet, how are you taking a scholarship? You're traveling across the country from your school. What I just don't understand how this program works at all.
And I just think you would need more evidence
than this one time.
You would need, now it's an interesting case. It would take years to develop that thesis because it sounds like the whale pregnancy takes 2 years.
And also, you got to find pregnant whales and know they're pregnant.
Yep. That's and you got to know their initial migration pattern. That's right. I don't actually know. I was sitting there thinking about this. Like, I do not know if this is actually a provable thesis. It's an interesting concept, but I don't know if you can actually prove it.
Well, I think you'd have to start with the data she got from this, and then you'd have to, like, go forward, not try to reverse engineer.
Right. That's true.
But really, ultimately, what we ended up getting was a webcam. Is that what I understand?
I think from what we understand, that's what we got out of this. Yes. So you nailed it.
It's on OnlyFans.
Save it for the next segment.
Come on.
It's time for the Double Dagger of the Week. It's the part of the show where Panda does a deep dive into the life of one of the Double Daggers who has signed up for BrambleJamPlus.com.
Easy for you to say. Yes. All right, Carl Lewis. I'm going to make it up to you.
The Rockets. Dan, who do we have today?
We have Aaron Beth Cermak.
Dude, one thing I know about Aaron, first of all.
Aaron Beth, one name. Aaron Beth. It's not Aaron Beth. It's E-R-I-N-B-E-T-H, one name.
One name.
Yes. You did the deep dive. You know this.
No. Just... Well, I put the space in unintentionally. That's on me. I'm looking at my notes. That's
and
on
they
me.
Still, and they still. And,
like, Google knows my
missteps. Google knows your missteps. That's I love that.
And that's what Google is all about. Aaron Beth, let me say this.
That is what Google's all about.
top shelf, first of all.
Good. Never,
thank God.
Never put it
She's
less.
Not middle shelf.
No. Thank never, goodness. Never, never, never. An expert at escape rooms.
Great.
So much so.
Good for her.
She's done so many of them that she's actually, she is so good at them. She actually has gotten bored with them and she decided to start her own escape room company.
Okay.
But make it a little bit harder, a little bit of an edge to it, right?
Yeah.
So now what she does is in order to complete it's the same typical escape room. Everyone goes in, but then she also hands you a really disgusting beverage that she has made. And everyone in the group has to finish the drink and at the same time get out of the escape room before time ends.
Wow. That's one way to make it more difficult just by having to drink something that doesn't taste.
Does she enjoy that?
Oh, she enjoys watching
them. How does that make it more difficult? Just to taste bad?
Well, I mean, you have to keep in mind. So it's like a milkshake like beverage, and then she adds a little bit of coleslaw in there, and they end up drinking it. It's really bad. And
you have to finish it and escape.
Yeah, before time runs out.
What's it called?
What's it called, Panda?
It's called the Slaw Shake Redemption.
I mean, the great news is that when you always swing big, that's what makes them fun.
The Slaw Shake. Yeah. Okay, well. So that's it, I guess.
Yeah, that's good, Aaron Beth. Thank you.
I'm proud of her.
I am too. Really doing it.
We're going to be back tomorrow with a preview episode for Fall Into Love, the season. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas!
The homework is the That Sounds Fun podcast. It's produced by Tracy Noah's name. It's recorded live in, yeah, that Greenville, South Carolina. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.